Now, let's get to the more important things, which is the closure on this thing with my wife, Mishna, who has stayed here all night to hash this out.
I'm a hostage.
That's at home. Okay. Here, here you are. We are going through these returned mail, snail mail letters that you've been sending to the Jiffy Lube guy, Hispanic guy at Jiffy Lube. I'm still relentlessly committing to this.
All right.
Wait, don't read it yet. I haven't opened it. Okay, go ahead.
Dear handsome Hispanic man at Jiffy Lube, yeah. I've been thinking long and hard on it, and the way I see it, there's only one solution to our problem.
Oh, God.
We have to kill my husband.
Oh, great. Good.
I know this is starting to sound hacky, like one of those film noirs, but it doesn't have to be hacky.
Mm-hmm.
It can be as original as our love.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you're strong... by your strong, manly hands that you are a good person, so it'll be hard for you to kill. But it's really the only way for us to be together and for me to buy you your own Jiffy Lube, like the one I promised, where you don't have to do anything all day but run your fingers through your hair and change my oil, because I still don't know how. So, think it over, and if you love me like I love you, meet me in the alley behind Pink's. I'll have a polypropylene bag, some rope, and a shovel.
That's how I'm going out? You've got a big plan? Here, wait, let's...
And my love.
Oh, here. All right, read that one that I just opened.
Okay, dear handsome Hispanic man at Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
Where the hell were you? I waited for you for two lonely hours in the cold. Also, I guess I'll take an oil change. I know it's only been 230 miles. I know it must be some misunderstanding that you would never stand me up because I know you're a good man. And so the whole murder thing must have really bummed you out. So let's just run away. But I can't buy you your own Jiffy Lube now. And although it breaks my heart, you will have to still stully your perfect, bulging, manly hands with work, but at least we'll be together.
Mm.
Right, you want to hear how this goes out? Open the last letter, Mark. Okay. Just open the last letter.
Will you start reading it while I'm opening it? Go ahead.
Dear handsome...
Wow, that was so fast. Got it right there. Go ahead.
Dear handsome Hispanic man at Jiffy Lube, I don't know how else to tell you this, but I can't do it. I've thought long and hard on it, and I'm just afraid I can't leave my husband, Mark. I know that we were going to ride off into the sunset, and you were going to make my belly fat with lots of Jiffy babies. But I simply realized that I couldn't do that to my husband, no matter how big your hands are. I won't be back, but I will think of you every hour of every day. You will burn on in my memory forever, handsome Jiffy man. And if I have to buy something, I guess I'll get new wiper blades.
Thank you. I'm glad that I lived and that everything's okay. So are we cool?
Yeah, I mean, if you can forgive me.
You know what the weirdest thing is? Is that the jokes, the last bit of short order jokes, are in this envelope. I love
are we on Carson?
I love you, baby, and I'm so glad that we had this fun together. And now it's coming to an end. This has been one of the greatest shows that I've ever been part of tonight with you people. Can I just say that?
Can you feel the love?
A lot happened in the world today, and we want to make sure you're caught up on current events before you go to bed. So here's tonight's edition of Mark Maron's Short Order News. A Kaiser Permanente hospital in Bellflower is under investigation for allegedly dumping elderly and homeless patients on L.A. Skid Row. Police knew something was up when several homeless on the street held up signs that read, "We'll work for a $2,000 deductible." Wait, let me do this envelope.
Dear Jiffy Lube man.
No, it's another joke. After stopping a driver for speeding in a Los Angeles suburb, authorities found a homemade bomb in the backseat of his car. The LAPD removed the bomb from the car, beat it for several minutes, and then laughed after a series of high fives. I'm out of envelopes. A new study reports that California sends the second smallest percentage of high school seniors to four-year colleges. When one high school graduate was asked if he would try to attend a four-year school, the student replied, four? That comes after three, right? Four after three? What, are we all checking out? Was it sleepy time? That's Mark Maron's Short Order News for tonight. What?
Is that still in the reply?
What? We got a lot of show next week. Sarah Silverman will be here. Dave Koechner from the movie Thank You for Smoking. I will be here. Jim will be here. Chris from Kansas, who you'll introduce, I'll introduce you to him next week. Brendan McDonald, of course, who will be leaving us in a couple of weeks. And Bill Kohler will be taking his place. Of course, gentle giant Paul Asplund out there on the phones. Be nice to Paul. Thank you, people, for blogging. And all you people that are disappointed that there wasn't enough politics tonight. Well, lighten up, will you? It's only the end of the world. All right? And don't have a steak, though, I'm telling you. That's no way to celebrate, apparently, unless you want to have prions from out of your space and your brain and your pee. Right? Prions?
Chopsticks.
Oh, yeah, chopsticks are bad, too. Don't eat. You know, Jim, it's too tall an order. What's that? My wife is saying something, Chris.
Okay. Don't turn me back on.
All right, turn her off. I love you, baby. I really do.
There's a stall on the 405 North.
There's a Sigil Earth. You got to say Sigil Earth here. Sigil Earth. Good night, sheeple. Have a good weekend. Okay.